Most of us make the same mistake. We think everybody else is just like we are. One of the ways that the masculine is very different from the feminine is that the masculine lives in a kind of grid of space and time. So for a woman or a man who is in their masculine, when they say, "I will meet you on 45th Street at 5 o'clock, it's a certain place in time that's agreed upon, and you need to make plans to be able to get there, both in space and in time. So the masculine is always holding a kind of grid of reality in his mind of what people said and what they've committed to and what they've done and how that stretches out in space and time. But the feminine in men and women is simply the flow of what is happening for real right now. It does not matter if it's been sunny for 30 days, if on the 31st day there's a tsunami or a hurricane or a rainstorm, the previous 30 days of sunshine mean nothing. Suddenly, everything is soaked. All that matters is that it's raining now. Now, to the masculine, outside of life, observing life, witnessing all of that which changes, the masculine can feel, it was sunny for 30 days, then it rained for one day. My guess is it will be sunny for another 30 days. So the masculine can abstract itself out and make generalizations, and therefore the masculine can forgive mistakes. The masculine can say, that person has been on time for 20 years. They have never missed a meeting. And they just missed a meeting. Must have been an accident, because that's a trustable person. They've never missed a meeting until now. That, however, is not how the feminine works. The feminine is that 31st day when it's raining. If you, as a man, in a committed intimacy, have made a promise to your woman, and you break that promise, she is not trusting you now. She feels in her body now that you said one thing and did another, and right now in her body, she cannot find trust for you. It does not matter that if in the previous year or 10 years, you had always done what you said you would do. Your track record is meaningless to her if she is in her feminine. Now, if you are asking your intimate partner to move into her masculine, then she can, of course, like you, reside back in consciousness and feel out there in life and say, like you, well, I am hurt and in the moment I can't trust you, but thinking about this rationally, you've always been on time. You've always said you would do what you did and followed through with it. So I should trust you, even though my body doesn't trust you right now and I don't want you having sex with me right now. I know that will pass because I know that for most of our years together, you've done everything you said you'd do. Of course, that's what most men wish their women partners would say. But to do that, she has to move into her masculine. So now you're in your masculine, she's in her masculine. The feeling is like two masculine friends together. Of course, you could share deep love, but there's no polarity there. There's no sexually passionate attraction there. If she remains in her feminine, which means you can enjoy sexual passion, sexual polarity with her, so you can rest in your masculine, she can rest in her feminine. By definition, that means your track record is meaningless to her. The fact that for 30 years you've kept your word doesn't mean anything if in this moment you have not. If she is in her feminine, and if in this moment you have not kept your word, her heart is crushed, her body is turned off, she looks at you and cannot trust your guidance because you just lied to her. Never mind that you've never mistaken before. You've always done what you said you've done before. So one of the sources of frustration and intimacy is when the more masculine-identified partner expects the more feminine identified partner to be like him. Again, we all do this. We all assume everyone is like us. But one way that the feminine is not like the masculine is that your track record, however good it is, doesn't mean anything to her. Right now, if you're not aligned with what you said, if your actions aren't aligned with your words, and if your actions and words aren't aligned with your deepest heart impulse, she feels it right now in this present moment and cannot trust you right now. And the time and space grid that you're holding when you say, but, for 20 years I've done everything just right, is meaningless to her. She does not hold that grid in her feminine. She does in her masculine, and you need to ask yourself, would you prefer that she relate to you from her masculine so she is not sexually attracted to you, but she realizes that you've done the right thing most of the time? Or would you rather experience a deep passion of polarity between the two of you and just know that moment by moment, she is always reflecting your integrity to you in the moment? You could be perfectly right on for year after year, and then you suddenly lose integrity and she reflects it to you in that moment. She doesn't trust you as much. Yes, it's a pain in the butt, but it is what you want. In the way of the superior man, you want a woman who instantaneously reflects to you your depth of integrity so that you can then error correct. You can feel deeper into your heart when it looks like she's not trusting you. And then she can respond to that depth in your being expressed through your life. And when she shows you she trusts you, you know you're more aligned. Of course, there'll be times, as we've discussed, when she might just be testing how clear you are in your purpose. She might be testing you by pushing you a little bit, by teasing you a little bit, by seeing if she could knock you off purpose or distract you. And then she finds pleasure in the fact that she cannot distract you from your depth. But your track record, your history, the grid in space and time that you as a masculine person hold is not held by the feminine. So if you want to embrace the feminine, it means embracing a being who is in the moment reflecting to you not just what you're doing, but everything in her experience, everything, not including the grid of space and time that you are holding. You have a track record in your mind, but to the feminine, there is no track record. There is simply the flow of integrity that you're expressing now or not.